It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Two factors may determine the course of the war in Iraq. One is political progress inside Iraq, and in a moment we'll check up on efforts to share oil money. The other factor is American public opinion. An Associated Press Ipsos poll finds only 25% of Americans saying the country is moving in the right direction. And Iraq is a big reason for those who think the country is not.
Numbers like that may help to explain a carefully worded public statement this month. General Peter Pace, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, testified before the Senate, and he was asked if the Pentagon has made any contingency plans to withdraw from Iraq.
Sir, we have published no orders directing the planning for the overall withdrawal of forces. We do have ongoing replacements of forces, and we do change the size of the force over time so that system is available to either plus up or draw down. But we have published no orders saying come up with a complete plan for total drawdown.
That's General Peter Pace. Now, NPR's defense correspondent Guy Raz was listening carefully. And Guy, what did you hear?
Well, in the technical sense of the term, he's being relatively forthright. But if you notice, he uses the word published twice in that answer.
And we haven't published any orders.
We haven't published any. He was asked that question by West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd. Now, in actual fact, the Pentagon has not published any contingency plans on how to deal with Iraq in the event of a large-scale drawdown. But the Pentagon certainly is discussing various scenarios, and those scenarios are also being discussed at CENTCOM, which, of course, is the command, the U.S. military command that oversees all U.S. military forces in the Middle East. And they are talking about a variety of ways to deal with a drawdown in the event that Congress or the administration pushes this forward.
Okay, what's one way that the U.S. military could change its posture over time?
Well, the key term I keep hearing is lily pads, and I'll get to that in a moment. But what it essentially envisions is a series of military installations around Iraq, maybe five or six of them, a total of between 30 and 40,000 U.S. troops in Iraq for a long period of time, lasting, you know, maybe a few decades. And the idea is that these bases will be somewhat hermetically sealed, that U.S. military forces won't be leaving them. They won't be conducting presence patrols, the patrols they conduct now. Ground convoys won't be driving into them. Airplanes will essentially be landing in to deliver supplies. And these sort of lily pads will be in various strategic areas in Iraq, for example, in Balad, north of Iraq, where there's a large landing strip, in Taji, near the southern city of Nasiriyah, another very large landing strip in that area, and that will enable the U.S. military to maintain a presence in the country, perhaps, as I say, for a few decades.
Which gets to another nuance of Pace's statement. We have no plans for a total drawdown, he says. You're saying that one of the possible plans is to leave troops there for years and years, even if the scale of the mission gets much smaller. What would the mission be for the troops that remain?
Well, what it does is it allows, in theory, for the U.S. military to continue training Iraqi forces in these bases. The second reason is certainly economic. Iraq, obviously, is sitting on the world's second largest reserve of oil in the world. But I think third and most importantly, it provides a presence without putting troops in at the same level of risk in which they are now. If the regional players, Iran or Turkey, for example, were to consider getting involved in Iraq by sending troops, and the theory goes that this essentially allows U.S. forces to maintain a presence, discourage, dissuade those countries from getting involved.
Very briefly, if the U.S. military is at least thinking about the possibility of eventually going from 160,000 troops, give or take, down to 30 or 40,000, when could that happen?
Well, last week, the top Marine Commandant, General James Conway, gave a very interesting briefing to reporters at the Pentagon. One of the things he said, and I'll paraphrase it here, he said, "I think there's less of an appetite in our country than we in the military might think we need to sustain a long-term presence over a long period of time." Military leaders know that the American public is getting increasingly impatient. The bottom line is the time frame depends entirely on the political decisions that are going to be taken in Washington.
Okay, and we'll go next to the politics in Baghdad. That's NPR defense correspondent Guy Raz. Guy, thanks very much.
Thank you.